The referral from Comptroller Tom DiNapoli allows Attorney General Tish James to look into whether senior and junior staffers to Cuomo were coerced into helping the governor write and edit the book, or whether they simply volunteered their time, as the governor claims. The referral letter, first reported in the New York Times, says allegations have recently emerged that public resources may have been used in the development and promotion of the governor's book. Numerous published reports say top aides helped the governor edit and promote the book, while lower-level staffers were required to print out draft copies on state printers and deliver them to the governor's mansion. The state ethics panel told the governor last summer that he could not use state property, resources, or personnel to help him produce or promote the book. Using those public resources without compensating the state of New York would be a violation of the state's public officers law. The comptroller's letter gives the attorney general the go-ahead to look at any indictable offenses, including the drafting, editing, sale, and promotion of the governor's book, and any related financial or business transactions. The AG would have the authority to convene a grand jury and ultimately prosecute anyone the investigation finds may have committed a crime. Cuomo was asked during a brief question and answer session with reporters whether government officials were used to help him write the book.
Some people volunteered to help on the book.
The governor also says some people were asked to review the book on a voluntary basis because their names were mentioned in the memoir and he wanted to make sure he had the facts straight. The book is reported to have earned the governor $4 million. Cuomo declined to confirm that number, but says he will release more information when he makes his tax returns public next month.
I bet you I've released my personal income taxes for the past 20 years, and I will do that again this year. And you will see everything you want to see in the personal income taxes.
A spokesperson for the attorney general confirms that the referral was received, but says they won't comment further on an ongoing investigation at this time. The AG is already investigating Cuomo on sexual harassment charges for multiple women, and federal prosecutors are looking into a possible cover-up of nursing home deaths during the pandemic by Cuomo and top aides. In addition, the state assembly is also looking into the governor's book deal as part of an ongoing impeachment inquiry. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.